Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis of the InfoWarrior.com sitting in. I do my own little show from 9 to midnight here at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're about to go live at the 8 after break. And we're going to open up the lines for the next 2 hours. Really want to talk about this G20. I want to talk about the New World Order. I want to talk about the gold sales of the IMF. Anything that's going on right now, maybe the school shooting, or not school shooting, but I guess there was a high school right around it as well. It was a civic institution. Apparently, it's someone of Asian descent, and we've got 4 confirmed dead and possibly another 40 still held hostage. I have not seen a resolution to this. I don't know what's going on. I know they sent in the FBI and whatnot. Before we go into some more G20 stuff, and I want to play that Ted Turner clip, I want to thank another one of our sponsors, Cola Blue. What can I say about a Cola Blue other than it's delicious water from air? Reverse osmosis, takes out the fluoride, basically takes the humidity from the air, has 2 little sections. You can get it hot out of the thing, you can get it cold out of the thing. No water plug. Again, pulling the water from the air. It's a colablue.com, ColaBlue.com, or call 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Remember, no chemicals, no pollutants, no toxins, just a neutral pH. I mean, this is the cleanest and most delicious drinking water I've ever had. I enjoy the Cola Blue a lot. All right, I want to play that Ted Turner clip and then maybe take some calls. Remember, it's the Alex Jones Show, and this is what they mean by sustainable government and climate change.
War II in 1941. We have to fully mobilize everything we have and put it into changing the energy system over, and not just here in the United States, but all over the world. It's going to be the biggest business project in the history of the world. Fortunes, billions of dollars are going to be made. Hundreds of thousands of people are going to be employed. We're going to have clean air. We're going to have so many benefits from it. It's not going to cost us anything once we get going with it. It's not going to cost us anything. Only the people that don't understand it think it's going to. Not doing it will be catastrophic. We'll have 8 degrees. We'll be 8 degrees hotter in 30 or 40 years. And basically none of the crops will grow. Most of the people will have died and the rest of us will be cannibals. Civilization will have broken down. What the few people that are left will be living in a failed state like Somalia or Sudan, and living conditions will be intolerable. The droughts will be so bad there'll be no more corn growing. Not doing it is suicide. Just like dropping bombs on each other, nuclear weapons is suicide. So we've got to stop doing the 2 suicidal things, which are nuclear hanging on to our nuclear weapons
and globalism.
And then after that, we've got to stabilize the population. When I was born,
what's wrong with the population? I mean,
with too many people. That's why we have global warming. Oh. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff. But if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff. If we don't get global warming and the nuclear weapons straight out, we don't have to worry about human rights.
All right.
All the humans
alone. We're all going to be dead. You know, there's the biggest problem. We've already got too many people. This is what Hillary Clinton's little buddy said. Too many people on Earth already. Sustainability. That means less of us. I mean, what don't you get? When they say that, there's going to be hundreds of thousands of jobs, people are going to make millions of dollars. No, the same people who are in power are going to consolidate their power further. People who have lost their jobs because we no longer have economies that create anything will have to go to these jobs, and they're not going to be good jobs. I mean, if we're going to be judged on, you know, the type of vehicles we drive, the type of homes we live in, and literally toilet paper, folks. There are headlines that say U.S. consumption of toilet paper are worse than SUVs for the environment. Well, obviously, they're just going to control our lives even further in a nightmarish and hellish police state. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are live and streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. I do my own little show here on the network. It's called The Info Warrior. Airs from 9 to midnight. If you missed last night's show, I had Patrice O'Neill on for about 90 minutes. He was an excellent guest. You can get the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com, or you can check us out on the YouTube. We broadcast 3 hours of live TV over there, so I'll be doing 5 hours of TV and 7 hours of radio today, really just covering all the top news. Really, the G20 is the biggest news in my mind, even though we have a massive shooting right outside of my hometown. Man, all this weird stuff happening in upstate New York lately, from the Schenectady mayor wanting to declare martial law to this massive shooting at the American Civics Institute of people who have come to this country and legally, you know, want to become real citizens. I mean, people that go through the process. All right, we're going to take your calls. We're going to go to Ned, Michael, and Martin. But first I want to go to Thomas because he's in the U.K., and I know that's a big old phone bill. Thomas, what's up? Yes, sir. Thomas, is he there? Going once, going twice. Yes, you there? All right, let's go to Ned in Florida. Sorry, Thomas, I tried. Ned, are you on the line?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Jason?
Good.
Good. You guys were just talking about, like, what people can do, you know, besides, like, spreading the word, waking people up. Do you think that it would be a good idea to write our congresspeople and the Senate and let them know where we stand and that we're fully aware of the plans that, well, you know, the elites have in order or what?
Well, I think that it's always good to have a coordinated effort. It doesn't hurt to call these organizations. You know, you call your local congressman. One of my friends is big into that. He's been doing it for years and letting them know. I mean, that is an effective way. But I find that if you can find a common letter that you and others can write up and agree upon, and they get, you know, hundreds or thousands of these faxes a day signed by different people, I think that that's the most effective. But really, I mean, it's almost beyond that. I mean, we all know that the majority of our Congress and Senate are bought and paid for by these, you know, these lobbyists and special interest groups. So that, you know, they don't care. I mean, they should be screaming bloody murder right now, Ned.
Well, Ron Paul, I mean, you know, we got him in there, and there's a couple others, Sanders, and I forget the other guy's name.
Yeah, Sanders, exactly. And Ron Paul are about the only ones out there currently in the Congress that are saying anything.
Yeah.
And Sanders is a senator, by the way. I shouldn't say he's in the Congress. He's not. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, we just need to step up and mobilize, man. I mean, first of all, we have to say that we're even if they tell us to do something, we're not going to do it. I think there's going to be a big test on 9/11 this year now that GiveX passed and it's officially a holiday. It's a national day of service and remembrance. And
right.
This is going to be his youth brigade coming out party. Basically, this National Service Corps is going to have memorials around the country for 9/11, you know, further politicizing this program. And then they're also going to be going doing knock and talks and trying to recruit people. People have to say no, and we have to have counter demonstrations exposing people to the truth about 9/11 and the truth of what they're taking part of in this National Service Corps, which is just it's scary, man. All right, thank you for the call, Ned. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're up.
Hello, Jason. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I want to follow up on your last caller. I think the front lines are at the individual state capitals of mm-hmm. the many states here, the 50 states. The 10th Amendment resolutions that have been addressed are submitted in the many states. People need to go to the capitol and thank the sponsors of the bills, talk to the mm-hmm. people, suggest that the representatives reach out to the county sheriffs in their district and get them involved in this, and just, you know, stay on that. We need to keep this up front. The many info warriors need to do that. Go to the capitals. The people that live in the state capitals of their state should go to their capital and don't be afraid to approach these people because they're approachable.
And, you know, I think that another thing that we have to do is take advantage of, you know, some of these pseudo tea parties they're putting together. You know, it's not just about going after Glenn Beck and his 9/12 project on April 15th in San Antonio.
Absolutely.
It's about showing the people these civilian inmate labor program documents. It's about showing the people these mass graves. It's about showing the people that he's being dishonest and disingenuous, and this is what's really going on, and he doesn't want to have an open debate. He just wants to have people, quote-unquote, debunk conspiracy theories. He's not genuine at all.
I agree. Here in Austin at the Rotunda, on the floor of the Capitol, right there in the center of the Rotunda, it says, the Republic of Texas. You know, I mean, it's already there in stone. And, you know, I think if we stay on these people and go to the co-sponsors also of the bill, you know, like here in Texas, I think there's like 30 or 35 co-sponsors, mm-hmm. and just go and thank them and have them reach out to their sheriffs in their districts. And the more, I mean, the county sheriffs is you know, in the individual counties is where we're going to get the power at. And if we can get the sheriffs involved in this, I think that we can push these things through.
Well, sheriff is usually an electable office. This is another example of how you can take back your government for and by the people. It's not just about running for Congress or state senator or city council member. Run for sheriff.
Yeah,
I mean, these are – yeah, go ahead.
They're sovereign. You know, I mean, they have power over the feds. I mean, they, you know, they can kick them out of the, you know, out of the county, not let them in. And I just think that we really – you know, we just can't sit now that these resolutions have been introduced in these many states. We just can't sit back and let them, you know, let them sit there and pass through. We got to get in there and show those representatives that they have a lot of people behind.
Michael, we definitely have to be more proactive and show initiative. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Martin in California. Martin, you're up.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, I was listening a couple days ago and about everything going on in Sacramento, and I'm really interested in the journalism and things like that. I was wondering if you guys need an extra guy on the ground over there. I mean, I'd work for free.
I'm the wrong guy to be talking to about it because I'm not the one that coordinates, you know, where you would send the videos and whatnot. But if you're close to Sacramento, you want to do some reconnaissance work over on, you know, the 10 cities and what's going on down there, I would contact Rob D at Infowars.com. Just go shoot it anyway. I mean, if it's good, we'll use it. That's basically what we do. And not only do we comb over YouTube and whatnot to see what's out there, but some people will have already done it and sent us. I mean, we can't report on everything. We can't take everything. But we do encourage people to become their own info warriors and, you know, do real journalism. By taking a camera, going and documenting the event, and then getting the people that it's affecting's opinions, you know, the people that are actually in there, that's more journalism than 90% of the mainstream media is going to do anyway. So, you know, we encourage that type of behavior, whether or not, you know, we'll definitely use it or I can coordinate it. I can't. Rob D at Infowars.com. Martin, I thank you for the call. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Denise in Illinois. You're up.
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Good.
So here's what I'm calling about. As an info warrior myself, mm-hmm. I've been using Facebook to post as many things as I can possibly get my hands on, from YouTube, from everywhere. Mm-hmm. I've taken some things from Alex. I put, you know, as much as I could. I have about 130 friends on my page. Do you know that about two of them have any idea at all about what I'm talking about? They don't believe in the 9/11 conspiracies, which is actually not a conspiracy, it's the truth. They don't have any clue about so much because I think music has gotten in people's minds so much. The television, music, the internet, they're keeping themselves so preoccupied with absolutely everything but the truth because the truth, it's scary. Yeah, it is scary, you know. But I've been doing this for, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years of looking up stuff because when I was little, I remember some very odd things, you know, from my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked a man in my later years what the scars on my arms were and what all these different marks on my body are. And he gave me a book called The Biggest Conspiracy Theory Reader. Well, just yesterday or the day before on my Facebook page, I posted an MK Ultra CIA video post, and today Facebook has sent me a message saying that if I continue to post, my page will be canceled.
Well, that is just terrible.
I
mean, that just illustrates the fact that, you know, they're trying to censor the internet. And for those that don't know what MK Ultra is, I thank you for the call, Denise. This is the Mind Control Ultra program that was semi-declassified. During the 70s, you can read a lot of them on PDF files. A lot of those files were destroyed, but, I mean, it goes over everything from LSD to, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. You know, some people knew that they were going to be subjected to experiments. Some people didn't. It's not only about LSD. It's really about controlling the masses. It's about psychological warfare. It's about one of those nexus points that we talked about earlier. Remember, if I were doing a class on New World Order 101, you know, the three main subjects would be, you know, the monetary system, perpetual debt, the Federal Reserve, things that are going on there, the eugenics programs, what's in the vaccinations, the foods, how they're dumbing us down. The third, of course, would be false flag terror and, you know, the Hegelian dialectic, problem reaction solution, and how they motivate populations. And their three main modus operandi are, you know, think tanks, lobbyist groups, foundations, things like the CFR, the Bilderberg Group, those types of things. Then you have your government organizations, the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, continuity of government, the shadow government that's out there. And then, of course, the PSYOPs, psychological warfare. It's not a mistake that they found members of the CIA in the newsrooms of CNN. Most of your news is intelligence run by design. It is total and complete propaganda to keep you in the dark. Do you understand? The talking point of a new world order in Bloomberg, in C-SPAN, in CNN. This is all by design. They're getting you used to the idea. Global government's here to stay, folks. And they just announced it at the G20. We're going to go to the rest of your calls. Danny, Michael, David, and more on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115 and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to continue to take your calls. But before I before we go to the next caller, I want to thank one of our great sponsors. It's HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Gain is in G-A-I-N. Here is the HomeGain monkey for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Very lovable monkey. So what is HomeGain? This is a place where you can get started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, or getting any real estate questions answered. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get a free instant estimate of your home's value online. It's a great way to be able to value the monitor of your home. And again, it's free. It's HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. And here is the Home Gain Monkey. We thank them so much for their support of this great program. All right, let's continue to go to your calls. I believe we are on Danny in Texas. Danny, you're up.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Jason?
Good.
Good. Listen, I have an idea that was sparked this morning by an article that I read in Forbes magazine.
Okay.
About some corporations who were watching a couple of cases that have to do with the RICO.
The RICO law, basically racketeering laws. What they go after the mob for. It's basically racketeering and collusion. It's what they usually go after mob bosses for and crime syndicates. But the truth is that the real criminal cartel is the banking system.
That's true. And I apologize because I get so tongue-tied when I get on here. It seems like I can't think fast enough to say what I need to say. But anyway, long story short, cut to the chase. What it hit me was that we're desperate for a place to start to stop these people.
Mm-hmm.
Desperate. And mm-hmm. and what hit me was, well, you know, I happen to think that why couldn't we go in with a probably the biggest, best super team of lawyers ever assembled, take all these people that have lost their life savings and their 401ks and stuff like that and do a class action lawsuit.
Well, let's just look at that on its face, though. All class action lawsuits of any kind of, like, real financial stability take years and years and years. Man, we don't got years and years and years. They literally announced the New World Order yesterday. They announced that they're no longer going to have these trade barriers. They announced they were going to go after third world countries that weren't in on the game. I mean, this is it, man. I mean, they announced 3 weeks ago that they were going to print up a global super currency for quantitative easing, and this is the establishment of it right here. So even if we sue these guys, first of all, it looks like they're putting us under an international court system. What we need to do is instead of a civil court, we need to file legislation that we're not going to take part in this. For instance, there's a woman out of Minnesota, a congresswoman, who has filed a bill that says that the U.S. cannot drop the dollar as the world currency. She's against a global currency. It's basically a bill ensuring that the global currency doesn't come here, or at least to the state of Minnesota. Will it get passed? Probably not. Has it gotten any media attention? No, but it's a step forward. I just think that civil cases probably aren't the way to go. I'm not discouraging people from trying something like that, but I feel like legislation is the better way. All right, thank you for the call, Danny. All right, let's go to Michael in Toronto. Michael, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey. First of all, I'm a big fan of the Alex Jones Show. I've seen all his videos, very, very, very much interested in everything he has to say. I'm a Canadian, and there are some substantial differences between the U.S. system and the Canadian system, and we've been largely socialist up here for a long period of time and have national health care and have, been supported by our government, and I just have a couple questions about the differences and hope that Canadians are getting a bad rap here. Our economy is great in comparison to the U.S. I mean, we've got a fairly stable real estate market, banking market. None of our banks have gone south. And I'm just curious. Part of the reason is that I've spent a good portion of my life supporting globalism in my job. I'm one of those guys who, when you call your bank and somebody in India answers, it's probably my fault. And
hold on. I'm going to hold you over, Michael. I want to get your perspective on why you were pro-globalism. I used to be pro-globalism. I'm thinking, great. We're going to harmonize the world, one world government. We're all going to be happy. It's going to be democracy. We're going to feed everybody. We're going to clothe everybody. Everybody's going to have a home. It's going to be democracy worldwide, but that's not their plan. When you look what it really is, it's about eugenics and control. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, subbing in. Remember, I do a show 9 to midnight, 5 nights a week, Central Time, here at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Michael, you were saying, you know, you were the guy at the bank that sent you overseas to somebody else, and you were pro-globalism. Why don't you expand on that?
Well, not precisely. I'm part of a consulting group that essentially looks at jobs in the U.S. and Canada that are typically unwanted and economically not viable for most people in this country. And, you know, we look at options for corporations to be able to find an alternative for shareholders in order to reduce costs and hopefully pass some of those savings on to consumers in America, Main Street. This has been going on for a long time, and I'm not critical of the globalization issue. I do understand that there needs to be certain people in charge of it, but my point is that globalization in itself is not a bad idea. The people who are in charge of it and their intent absolutely can influence the outcome of that, and but my fear of some of the rhetoric that goes on the internet and elsewhere about globalization is actually going to, you know, take us away from the benefits of it. I absolutely.
What
agree.
Are the benefits of it? That's what
the
I want to know. I mean,
other than really simple.
Other than sharing information, you know, openly and freely sharing information. I feel like, you know, obviously there are certain things that you'll have to import or export from places because you just can't get them anywhere else. But it seems like you can almost build infrastructure anywhere within countries. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think the issue is when you take a look at war and you take a look at the things we've been fighting over for, you know, centuries, which involve territory, a whole bunch of stuff, it's all been about people living. It's been about people being able to say, hey, I can go to the store, I can buy stuff, I have some kind of capital or some kind of currency that I can go and do stuff with. And I agree that there's issues with the currency and the way that it's controlled. But at the end of the day, cooperation amongst people is critical for the world. And this is the delineator that I see between the truth movement and, you know, the powers that be, which probably are quite evil and have ill intent. I don't deny that. What I'm saying is unless people on the right side of the movement decide that they're going to embrace globalism in the right fashion, which includes countries, includes people, includes cultures, outside of the typical way that we've been accustomed to, then we're in bigger trouble than, you know, we are with these guys at the top.
I would say this. I don't think there's any way we're going to be in any bigger trouble than where we are with the guys at the top. I think that we should have understanding and communications with all other nations. But I take a Ron Paul stance. I don't necessarily think that globalism is the answer. It seems like globalism is these people's wet dream, and these are the people that are in the Bilderberg Group. These are the people that go to the Bohemian Grove Club. These are the people that, unfortunately, in some cases are not only occultic, but Luciferian and really do believe in do as thou wilt. These are the ones that are putting in these eugenics programs. These are the reason that, you know, there's bird flu in the bird flu vaccines. This is the reason that people were given AIDS in this country and yours through Factor VIII injections from Bayer, and nothing is done. It's because when you listen to somebody who's not even at the top, like Ted Turner, talking about a sustainable community and globalism, it means killing a bunch of us. I thank you for the call. That's my biggest fear, is that this eugenics and this sustainability is in part with globalism. Listen, am I against building a more global internet? Not as long as it's free. You know, I would love to have more communications with people overseas, you know, a decoder or, you know, a language translator, you know, not have to use Rosetta Stone to understand everything. I would love all that stuff, but is it plausible? And when you see what their steps are, it's just like a, you know, zeitgeist addendum. In the second half of that, he's talking about all these great technologies that do exist, you know, wind, solar, electromagnetics, all that stuff's real. But the elite aren't going to give it to us in mass until they can control it and make a profit on it, and really have consolidated their power in such a way that there are less of us to consume that stuff because they don't want challenges to their power. I mean, on the surface, addendum looks like this one world society where we're all going to love each other. But when you start getting into it, they want a one world hive mind. Watch the Worldwide Mind out of PBS. It gives you a good idea of what they want there. You know, all of us with a brain trip, you know, in cyberspace, communicating each other telepathically. I mean, this is really what they discuss. And if you think that's going to be for the general populace because they want to, they love us so much, it's not. You know, they want to offer us this utopia globalism. It's not what they have in mind for us. And you know what they do have in mind for us? This story's over at PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. Almost forgot to talk about it. This is a document out of New York State, nonetheless. All this stuff out of New York. April 4th, 2007. So this document's about 2 years old. And they're in the process of updating and collecting some very important information to our database regarding bio attacks and massive disasters. You see, this is to cemeteries seeing if they can house massive graves. We're talking 950 people per acre. Let me repeat that. 950 dead bodies per acre. And they're talking about thousands and thousands of acres, and they want to know whether these cemeteries can hold all these people. Why are they getting ready for mass death if they don't have it in mind for us? I don't think they're killing themselves. All these people that say there are too many people in the world right here. Look, this is that Clinton administration official, someone under Hillary right here. Earth's population already exceeds limits. Oh, Oh, and the reason we have all this global warming, too many people doing too much stuff, according to Ted Turner. We're going to turn to cannibals. Eight degrees hotter, no crops, nuclear war. Ridiculous. It's all an excuse to bring in this globalist agenda. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to David in Indiana. David, you're on the line.
Yeah, hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been an info warrior now for about 12 years. And the first film I seen 12 years ago was by David Wagner called Barbed Wire Over America.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's when I realized that everything that I'd been taught in public school and everything that I've had as my belief system was basically false. And that public school is nothing but an instrument of mind control and to brainwash young people. And that's what Obama, he's going to use that national service just like Hitler did. He's going to use that the same way Hitler did and basically have a Hitler Youth Corps.
I totally agree with you, and I think that people need to understand this. You know, whereas in George Bush and his administration, when they wanted people to get behind them, they didn't use Bush as an image. They used the flag after 9/11. And everybody, you know, saw the red, white, and blue all over, and that was their symbol. What's really scary is with this guy, with Obama, it's not the flag they're using. It's the Obama logo. It's his face. It's his swagger. It's his attitude. It's literally a youth that is being indoctrinated not into an idea, but into a person. And I can't agree with you more that, you know, these schools are nothing but indoctrination centers. And it is a real big kick to the chest. It knocks the wind out of you when you start to realize how much brainwashing has gone on in your individual life.
Yeah, and Obama, he's nothing but a demagogue. He's parading around like he's the champion of the common people, the middle class. And he's just another agent of the New World Order. He's finishing the job that George W. Bush didn't finish. He's given this economy the final shove over the cliff so they can starve us into submission. Because what they're going to do in this country, they're going to try to starve us into submission with fear and with bad economics and all them tactics to get us to go along with their program.
Well, they're offering, and I thank you for the call, they're offering full-time service through this Give Act for those people who don't have jobs that want to join. So this is going to be the new jobs. You know, it's not just the Department of Homeland Security that's going to expand. It's not just the Youth Corps. It's these jobs for national service. Full-time volunteerism. Well, you can't be a full-time volunteer without some kind of an income. So obviously, this isn't really going to be volunteerism. It's going to be new bureaucracies set up to worship this administration and its ideals. I mean, that's the bottom line. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Juan in New York. Juan, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, what's going on?
How you doing?
All right. I mean, I call because, you know, I'm trying to do the right thing here and disseminate information amongst the people that I know and you know, just the people at work and my family members. It seems that, you know, the mainstream media has really got these people's minds in a stranglehold.
Oh, yeah.
When I talk to, like, an older individual at work, he tells me, you know, he's receptive to some of my ideas, but then he reverts to the Limbaugh line that it's all the Democrats doing this. And I keep trying to come across to people by telling them they're both the same people. You can't tell. I mean, I just need some guidance to see how.
You need some ammo for the info war, right? How do I break this left-right paradigm? How do I tell them that both the Democrats and the Republicans are controlled without them scoffing at me? First of all, you're probably at a disadvantage because you're a younger guy. You sound like a younger guy. And everybody who's older, they already think they know it all. They don't want some young punk telling them, you know, what's going on. What I would do is, you know, start them in slow with the Skull and Bone Society and the quotes from Kerry and Bush. Maybe you throw them on your phone. You know, you got an iPhone or even a Razor. You can compress video and throw that on there. You know, throw on the fact that they both are in, you know, the CFR and admitting to that and both in Skull and Bones. Try to surpass it that way. You know, on top of that, try to explain to the guy that, you know, Clinton was brought up by Bush Sr. He ran cocaine for him in the 80s through the Iran-Contra scandal. I mean, you've got to break these barrier lines, and I think that YouTube videos and movies, since nobody reads anymore, really do speak the best language. But if you're talking to some older people, you know, I don't have it here in front of me, but there was this CFR document from May of 2008 laying out this entire plan for global governance, basically all the economic stuff that just happened at the G20, and explained to him, hey, this is an organization of both sides. They predicted this thing was going to happen. They engineered it. It's right here in black and white. Please take the time to read it. You just got to be persistent. Not everybody's going to turn around in a day or a week or a month or a year. Sometimes it takes a long time. I thank you for the call, Juan. All right, let's jump to Chris in Louisiana. Chris, you're online.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, man.
Look, I just wanted to call. I was calling. I've watched Endgames and the Obama deception recently.
Uh-huh.
And they really opened up my eyes to a lot of things that I see going on in the management of our natural resources here in South Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, like, what is it that someone that lives in South Louisiana can do to curtail some of this raping of the environment?
Well, first of all, you got to find out, you know, what legislation is passed in your area. You know, in Tennessee, they're already putting in this $2 billion carbon credit system because they believe the carbon credit is inevitable and we're going to have it. So you have to fight things like that. You know, when they're trying to tax you on the flatulence of your cattle or your livestock.
Yeah, so that's a big issue in South Vermillion Parish here in Louisiana.
Well, you have to get some... All right, you're a constituent of these other people, so you have to get a local representative, somebody in your Congress or state Senate, to propose some kind of legislation that's going to help you. And then you have to publicize. You have to get your neighbors on board. You have to say, look, this is really what they're doing. I mean, they just passed another bill, this big land grab act, which was an amalgamation of 160 other conservation bills. In this G20 communique, they openly state that climate change is irreversible. And we're going to reach an agreement with the UN, and they're going to control it all after 2009 of December. So they're openly announcing it. Another great way, you know, we had the guy call in about sovereignty. There's a lot of sovereignty bills out there. See if there's a sovereignty bill going on in Louisiana. If there's not, see if you can get somebody to write one up. And if there is one, get behind it. Go to your city council meeting. You know, go say, this is what we want. Go vote on these things. Just become more proactive. You'd be surprised what you can do when you leave your house. I thank you for the call, Juan. Or that was Chris. I'm sorry. I thank you for the call, Chris. Let's jump to Brad in New Hampshire. Brad, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
You know, I'd just like to touch base on, you know, what you were saying about the population control. I don't think people get the magnitude of, you know, what these people are about to do. I mean, they want to kill 80% of us. And, you know, this is no delusion, nothing crazy. I mean, they've stated it in their documents. Alex has said it a million times. You've said it a million times, but people still don't get it.
We can play video clip after video clip of all these people talking about a sustainable society, talking about how there's too many people in the world already. I don't know what doesn't click. Look, they put AIDS in the Factor VIII. They put cancer viruses, SV40, in the polio vaccines. They got caught, 57 to 62. Some guy just won a $22.5 million lawsuit after like 30-plus years from an oral polio vaccination where he lost his legs. Okay, they're cutting the high fructose corn syrup, which already causes diabetes and a host of other health issues, including premature death. In other words, you're going to die when you're 50 and 60 years old. You're not going to live to this 70 or 80 year old mark that we're used to. And they're cutting it with a poisonous heavy metal called mercury. I don't know. You got to be brain dead. We almost had this argument with Tarpley at one point when he was here. You know, oh, there's a boogeyman behind every corner, Tarpley. I go, listen, Tarpley, it's not a mistake that they send out a bird flu vaccination to 14 other nations, and it's killing a ferret. I'm like, it's not a mistake that there are two live bird flu viruses and a third type of flu virus. It's like, he just kind of goes, well, yes, there's probably something to that. But this business about fluoride, I'm like, what do you mean this business about fluoride? Fluoride was used by the Nazis, Tarpley. I mean, oh, there's a boogeyman behind every corner. I know, Jason. No, there is. This is a eugenics program, and the end game of their eugenics program is 80% of us kaput, gone, dead. We need to make people aware, Brad.
Well, Jason, here's another point I'd like to make. I was living in Hampton, New Hampshire, and right next to Hampton is the Seabrook power plant. Mm-hmm. And every night, all of a sudden, I'd see a helicopter light flashing out on the edge of a place called Boar's Head. They'd fire a flare. They'd square around the flare a few times and then just take off. Mm-hmm. And I saw this night after night after night for months. And then maybe a year later, I was driving through Portsmouth at night with my girlfriend. Somebody actually saw it with me for once. And all of a sudden, I see this helicopter light come on. You know, there was nothing in the sky. And all of a sudden, the flashing light and the red light come on. They fire a flare. And this was right over the old Air Force base that we had up here.
Mm-hmm. And, so what do you suspect this is?
I don't know. They think they're checking wind direction for a possible attack on the Seabrook plant or, you know, I just think it's funny that they would do something like this near the Seabrook plant.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that sounds interesting, man.
You know, that's usually the prevailing wind in the direction which they shot it from, which is usually a southwest wind sweeping across that way.
Brad, I thank you for the call. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. We're live right now, folks, over at theprisonplanet.tv. Get a membership. Watch the Obama Deception, Fabled Enemies today, and this. Back after this, InfoWars.com.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Looking for a love train, folks. Hey. See, if that was what globalism was all about, I'd be all about it. We'd be joining hands, it'd be a big disco party. That's not what globalism is about. It's about people, like, their hands turning yellow as they die and they cough things up and They realize that they've been poisoned by the eugenicists, by the globalists. That's what it's about. I want to play this clip coming up at the 8 after break. Do a little intro into it. Max Kaiser was on Paris TV, and it's a long clip. We're probably going to play the whole thing because everything he says is relative. He not only brings up the controlled coup d'etat through the financial institutions that just happened, but he relates it to 9/11 and the collapse of Building 7 and the Twin Towers. Basically, it's the controlled demolition coup d'etat, and that article is over at theinfowarrior.com. We do about, you know, we do one or two blogs a day over there. Try to hit up the important information, but Max Kaiser killed, and he killed so much that we're going to be having him on the Jones Show, I believe, on Monday. He'll be joining us, and then he'll be on my program, The Info Warrior, which is the nighttime program, 9 to 12 Central, on Wednesday. Very important stuff. All right, let's take a couple calls in this final segment of the third hour, and then we're going to go right into the fourth hour, and Max Kaiser's clip. I mean, folks, he breaks it down so eloquently, and when I heard him say it was a controlled demolition coup d'etat, I just could not. He's like, this is all being controlled. I don't think you understand. They're gutting the dollar. I don't want to do a bad impersonation of him, but he's got that kind of a voice. All right, let's go to, I believe we are on Joshua in California. Josh, you're up.
Oh, hey, Jason. Wow. I've been calling him for a while. I really appreciate everything that you guys are doing. It's interesting, my dad, Roger Friedman, was on the Brady Plan. He wrote the Brain Trust for it. He was, like, best friends with Peter Grace and one of the founders of the Bilderberg Group and ahead of the Knights of Malta. Mm-hmm. And I had, like, a really, well, interesting childhood. I'm not going to get into all that. But, yeah, I mean, you were talking about the eugenics and stuff. It's just crazy. I read the Medical Apartheid book, and I'm here in Southern California, and I listen to your show every day because I have a home office, and it's totally like you said. I mean, I'm up in the hills of California, right above Los Angeles, and I could see them come and do the spraying because the military. I know where the military base is. It's off, kind of like I want to say to the west, northwest.
And you're talking about you're talking about chemtrails, by the way. We're going to have Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkywatch.org on shortly. We've had her on a couple times in the program, but she really goes over the issue of chemtrails. I mean, they're all over the place. To say that chemtrails don't exist and that, you know, it's a figment of our imagination is utterly ludicrous and, quite frankly, disgusting that humanity allows it to happen. To have us be ostracized and demonized for pointing out something that is so relatively easy to be seen in the skies as the planes put them up.
Totally crazy. Like, it's so true. I mean, you can't even get information on it. I mean, except for stuff that, journalists, you know, hardcore journalists like yourself dig out. And, I mean, the sky, it's, like, perfectly clear every day, and then it's just filled with Tic Tacs, and you see them. There's these weird satellites, right? Satellite dishes right on, like, the 5 and the 210 highways. And you'll see clouds in, like, totally strange geometrical shapes that are just unnatural, like, right by where the satellites
Well, you got to wonder what they're doing. I mean, is that a part of HARP? I don't know. I know they're spraying something in the air, and you can see it. And it's got aluminum oxide and barium in it. More heavy metals. What is going on in this country? What is going on in this world? We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.